Hello and welcome to the coverage of the International Council on the Buddhist Centre Online. We're at Adistana, where we're reporting back on the work of the meeting this week. So I'm joined this evening by Manisha, who works for the movement and is a guest of the meeting.
Hello, I'm employed to look after our relations with other Buddhists and also do some communications work on the Buddhist Centre Online. So I'm helping to do a bit of that here.
Fantastic, thank you. And also we have Dharmananda from the Order strand of the meeting. Where are you from, Dharmananda?
Hello, yes, I'm from Sydney in Australia. So I'm representing the Australia, New Zealand Order here on the council.
Great, and is this your second meeting?
This is the second time I've been able to have the pleasure of coming here to join this meeting.
Great, thanks. Yeah, I remember being on the meeting with you 2 years ago. That was the first time we met. Yeah, so it's lovely. It's lovely to be on the meeting with you again. And this is your first time at the meeting, Manisha.
Yes, I'm not actually a member of it, but I'm just a guest coming to report on some of my work and help you report on it.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, many people have been astonished that it's Manisha's first meeting because you're really well known in your coverage of the Order life. So it's just a fantastic opportunity for us to have you embedded into this meeting.
Thank you.
and our third guest this evening is Bodhi Bangsa, who's in the Order strand in the UK and Ireland region.
Hello, yes, I'm a regional Order convener. I live in for East Anglia, and I live in East Anglia near between Colchester and Ipswich, and I'm really enjoying the council so far. This is my third council that I've been on, and they're getting better and better.
That's great. Okay, so it's your third council, it's Dharmananda's second, it's Manisha's first. So what we did this afternoon, I'd like us to just give a little flavour, a little précis of the session that we had this afternoon, which was an introduction and an overview from Dhammarati about the history of the meeting.
Yeah, so I think this afternoon session is very important because everybody coming into the meeting needs to know and understand really fully where it's coming from. A lot of us have been to other meetings, but in between you can lose your full awareness of it. But also we're quite a substantial number of people joining the meeting for the first time, and they really do need to be filled in on what it is they're coming into, what the value and the purpose of it, where it comes from, how it was set up, why it was set up. So that's really an excellent session this afternoon.
Yeah, Dhammarati really put on an emphasis of really developing flows of communication, really, didn't he? Communication channels that are live and active and relevant internationally, and across different parts of Order life. I'd be interested in hearing from the three of you about how you find the work of the meeting directly relevant in your life. In a way, why is it important for you as an Order member, what happens in this meeting? Yeah. Bodhi Bangsa, what do you think about that?
Okay, yes. We think of the Order as a collection of Kalyana Mitras, spiritual friends. And as it's grown over the years, it's been very difficult to contact all those friends and keep them all together, sort of coordinate them. And one of the things that the International Council does is provide that coordinating structure. It's the only meeting where people, Order members from across the world, come together in their various strands. So that's the movement strand, the Order strand, and the college strand, come together and talk and swap ideas and pass ideas backwards and forwards, which they can then take away back to their different countries, their different areas, and the different strands which they work within. So it's a golden opportunity for us to pull together everything within Tri Ratna and present ourselves in a unified way, really, and see ourselves out in the world as a large Buddhist movement that can really change the world. And this is the way we're going to do that, by moving forward with this structure, so that we all, are singing from the same hymn sheet, shall we say. The mixed religions.
That's great.
The same puja book.
That's great. The same puja book.
That's great. It's the same Avalokiteshvara mantra with eight or nine different tunes.
That's right.
Sometimes with instrumentation, and sometimes definitely not. Manisha, what's your sense of the relevance or the importance of the work and the vision of the meeting as well?
Well, although I'm British, I live in Sweden, have done for the last year, and that's made me really, really aware of how incredibly Anglo-centric Triranna is. Mm-hmm. We're very, very unusual in being in the Buddhist world, in being a very large international Buddhist movement. But half the order, there are 2,000 plus members of the order, and half of them live in Britain. That means the other half live all over the world. That means they're really, really spread out, apart from a large group in India. So you've got this funny movement where you've got a huge concentration of them in Britain, and then this very diffuse order worldwide. How do you look after those two things? Keep it relevant to everybody, including all the people who don't have English as a first language. Sure. So there's something to me very important about this meeting in terms of coherence. Mm-hmm. As Bodhi Banks said, keeping us all in the same puja book.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
because there isn't another Buddhist. I don't think, from my work as liaison officer, I can't think of another Buddhist organisation that has to deal with anything like the things that we have to deal with. And when I look back to our repeated efforts to change the name of the movement to something that was less Western, as we got less Western, I mean, it was just impossible. And it was only waking up one morning to discover, in 2010, that Bhante had done it for us. Yeah. That probably gave everybody quite a big kick in the pants and made them realise that there were even more important things we were going to have to decide.
Yeah.
That was going to be a mere nothing compared to the big things we needed to be able to discuss with each other. So it's very, very important.
Mm. And right enough, that name change decision that was on the table a number of times and it stalled or it petered out. So that got resolved in 2010. That was before the International Council got established in 2011. Yep. So, and I'm aware that you're living in Sweden, Dharmananda, you're living in Sydney. So that definitely this is really live and relevant for you. The fact that there's half of the order living on one landmass, and then that this huge geographical spread.
Yeah, and also, of course, being in Sydney Down Under, we're at the far end of the world as far as England's concerned, and we're only a small gathering of order members. So it's very important for us that we're connected to the breadth and the diversity of the order, to sort of enrich and feed back into our own practice.
Absolutely, much closer to India than...
Much closer to India, it's much, much closer. Having spent some time in India myself, I really appreciate the value of our connection with the Sangha in India. For me personally, the relevance of the meeting of this council is that I'm a member of the order. I joined as a disciple of Sangha Rinpoche, and really this is part of how we propagate and help this order that Sangha Rinpoche founded to flourish and continue. So that's for me personally. I chose to practice in this context, so I want this context to grow and be strong and be more rich, more imaginative, more spiritually aware and all of those things. And then also as an order convener, I want to obviously as a convener, I'm wanting to extend that wish to the people who I'm convener for. And I want to see, the coming together of the people in our area, fully sort of informed and nourished by what comes out of the council, because it's that relevance of that communication all the way through the order, through its diversity. I think that makes makes for a much richer, much bigger context. If we were a small order centred around a teacher in a small culture. I know of orders where they only follow three texts, and that seems to be very limiting that you've got something like that. Whereas we have such a wonderful opportunity, such a broad spread of who we are, and the opportunity and the challenge of bringing all that together and creating a harmonious whole, which is to my mind is perhaps a simple way of putting what the value of it is. We want this harmonious whole. is, we're united by practice. One of our order members who died a few years ago and who had resigned previously, when he resigned, he signed off and said, but we're all still united in the Dharma, even though he left the order. Mm-hmm. And I think that being united mm-hmm. in the Dharma is you know, what we're about, and it's part of the value of this council. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic, thank you. Yeah. In terms of our diversity as an order and a movement, we've talked about different kinds of order engagement, and we've talked about geographical spread and that kind of diversity. There's also just awareness of the fact that we are an ageing order, and there's been a lot of really flourishing work to do with looking at the age of the order and encouraging younger people to actively practice the Dharma in an uncompromising way, yeah, so that they actually do go forth from more worldly values that hold them back from a revolutionary act of going for refuge, yeah. And I'm really aware that at the end, that at a point in the discussions that we had after Dhanarati's talk, Parmi reported back about something that happened at Adhisthana. There's a course that's run here called the Dharma Life training course, something like that, and it's quite often for people who are younger, and they had a session where Dhanarati talked to them about the area, about the International Council, and somebody from that meeting said that was the most inspiring thing, that it was the most inspiring content that they'd had on their 5 months of study, because it's about the future.
Mm. I think that you know, there's a danger that maybe some people could see the council as being, in a way, about consolidating the institution. And that, to me, is like static. Whereas actually the council is about keeping the revolution alive. When the order began, when I came into the movement, we were a very socially revolutionary movement. Banti had just delivered his vision of the new society just a few weeks before I, you know, entered the doors, and very much, you know, the whole spirit then was of young people seeking to create an alternative world in which we could be Buddhists and have an effect on the world. And I think, you know, we have to keep the spirit of that revolution alive. It's not about knocking things down. Revolutions often seem to be about knocking things down, getting rid of the old system. I think we just have to, in a way, surreptitiously build something much better within the system, so that it gets affected by us. It gets infected, as it were. Mm-hmm. What's the expression we use for communicating the Dharma?
It has to be caught.
Caught, not taught. And that's what we're about. Yeah. I think this council, you know, is about sort of making sure that we can keep on catching.
Fantastic. Good.
Rah.
That sounds very good then.
The revolution.
Yeah.
So I think what would be very good is if we post up Dhanarati's introduction and talk through about the history of the International Council. Dhanarati has been working really dedicatedly on this project for, well, I don't know, since 2009. Just kind of obvious, very obvious seeds of reflection and experience of his that go back. Mm. And not just his, there's something about catching the spirit of Banti's earlier vision about really having an international movement and order that's based on practice.
Mm.
Rather than for, you know, with historical models and trends.
Mm.
Good. Okay. Mm. So thank you. I'm going to thank Bodhivaksa.
Thank you very much, Dasani. It's been a pleasure.
Grant and Manisha.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Dharmananda, lovely to hear you.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you in this scary atmosphere.
Oh, there we go, it's a scary atmosphere. We'll catch you again. And tune in again for more scary stories from the International Council on the Buddhist Center online.